AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Barack Obama has become the first sitting U.S. president to step foot in the isolated South Asian nation of Laos. He's on a three-day visit meant to rebuild trust and close a dark chapter in the shared history between the two countries. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the leaders will talk about the legacy of the Vietnam War.
The president will seek further help in accounting for Americans missing during the war, but he'll also offer help in clearing unexploded bombs that still, a half century later, menace the countryside. On a per-person basis, it's reckoned Laos may be the most bombed country anywhere. Over 2 million tons of bombs fell. Many didn't detonate, and hundreds of Laotians are killed or injured each year.
The final stretch of presidential campaigning got underway on Labor Day in Ohio.
Shortly after taking the stage at a campaign rally in Cleveland, Hillary Clinton began to cough. And even as she ran short of breath, she was still able to take a shot at her Republican opponent, Donald Trump.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
After catching her breath, Clinton went on to question whether Trump is too thin-skinned to be president.
A man you can bait with a tweet cannot be trusted with nuclear weapons.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Trump, also in Cleveland, told supporters that people assume Hispanics will support Hillary Clinton.
People don't know how well we're doing with the Hispanics, the Latinos. We're doing so well. I think a lot of people don't understand it.
An outspoken conservative activist who endorsed Trump in March has died. Phyllis Schlafly, president of the Eagle Forum, was 92. In these remarks in 2006, she talked about stopping illegal immigration.
We call upon the Congress to secure our borders in order to protect us against the crime, against the drug smugglers, against the human trafficking, and against the possibility of terrorists coming over our border.
This is AP Radio News. General Motors has settled two federal court cases related to defective ignition switches.
In both cases, the plaintiffs said they sustained serious injuries when the airbags in their vehicles didn't deploy. GM has acknowledged that ignition switches in older cars can fall out of position without warning and shut off the engine and the airbags. The cases are among several so-called bellwether trials that are testing the legal boundaries of hundreds of claims against GM. So far this year, one federal case has been dropped before trial. GM has won two, and three have been settled. I'm Ross Simpson.
Fans of the Howard Johnsons in Bangor, Maine, have one final day to get their fill of clam strips, ice cream, and other menu items. Tuesday is the last day of operation for that Hojo restaurant. After that, there will be only one left in Lake George, New York. This weekend's Miss America contest will have its first openly lesbian contestant. She is Erin O'Flaherty, Miss Missouri. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.